Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 22nd day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Nedarim, Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Beis. Continuing to talk about a person who has banned having any hanah from his friend. Hamud Menah Mechaveroi, if a person banned having any benefit from his friend, like Reuven, who said he's not having any hanah from Shimon. Shokel as Shikloi, it's permitted for Shimon to pay the Chat Machzis HaShekel for on behalf of Reuven, which every single Jew has to, every single male has to give every year, contribution to the Meshka, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the chambers there, to buy the public Karbonis, to fund the Karbonis Sibur. He's allowed to pay the shekel for Reuven. Or for Rez Mechoiva, and he can pay the debt. Let's say Reuven owed money. He can pay off Reuven's debt or Reuven's mortgage. Now why? Why is he allowed to do that? Reuven banned having an offer from Shimon. And the reason is because Shimon is not actually putting anything in the hand of Reuven. He's giving it to an outside party, a third party. He's giving it to the treasurer of Hekdesh, or he's giving it to his creditors or to his bank that he owes a mortgage to. This is not giving him hanah. This is what we call chasing the lion from the door, chasing the wolf from the door. Shimon is allowed to do that. Shimon is only preventing damage. You're allowed to prevent damage or remove the threat of debt of creditors knocking on the door. That is permitted. That's not called direct hanah. Or machzir lo savadosai. Also, Shimon is allowed to return the lost article to Reuven, and there's no hanah being given to Reuven because he's doing a mitzvah. Shimon's performing a mitzvah, Shavas Aveda. However, says the Mishnah further, mekoim shenoitlin oleho sachar, any place where they pay reward for those who return the lost article, they give a reward for finding a lost article, then Shimon, and Shimon does not want to take anything from him, and he says, I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm giving you back a lost article, don't pay me anything for it. Then there's a bit of a problem, because that is a substantial hanah being given to Reuven, because Reuven didn't have to pay the finder's fee. Well, in that case, says the Mishnah, what should happen is tipol hanah lehekdash. The hanah, the benefit, or the money that he would have given normally for a finder's fee, that Reuven is not allowed to keep that money. He has to spend the money but not give it to Shimon, because Shimon has been moichelet, but he should give it to the hekdash, give it to the temple treasury, let them use the money. Well, and why the why Hekdesh? Because since the Reuven made anything of Shimon's Shimon to be osa for him as a korban, as a Hekdesh, well, any hanah, any benefit that came his way, such as the money foregone that he didn't have to pay, that is going to be Hekdesh, should go to the temple treasury. The Gemara has another way of learning what it means by tipul hanah Hekdesh. This is one way of learning. Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah is continuing the previous one, from the previous one, and it tells us again about Reuven, who has been banned, who banned himself having hanah from Shimon by via neder. V'toireim es trumosai umasreisov ledaitoi. Another thing that Shimon is allowed to do, even though Reuven banned having hanah from him under a neder, Shimon is allowed to take the truma umasreisov and to take maaser of Reuven, take a tenth of it and give it to the Levi, take a truma and give it to the Kohen, ledaitoi, if it's with the knowledge of Reuven. For example, Reuven might have said, anyone who wants to take truma for me, let him come and take truma. Then Shimon can come along and take truma for him, even though Reuven banned having an offer from Shimon. Why? But what Reuven cannot do is, Reuven cannot directly tell Shimon, please take my truma for me, please take truma for me. Because by fulfilling Reuven's request as a shliach, that's giving him hanah that he can't do. The Mishnah, the Mefarshim explain that when our Mishnah says that that Shimon needs to have the das, has to have the knowledge, Reuven has to know what's happening. This is, and then it'll be a proper truma. That's if Shimon is taking from Reuven's own produce. He's doing the mitzvah. He's going to Reuven's threshing shed or for his granary, and he's taking truma with his knowledge. Then you need the knowledge. You need the consent of Reuven. But if Shimon is taking from his own produce and set aside truma and maaser from his own produce for Reuven, which he can do, then you don't even have to ask permission from Reuven. You don't even need das. That's fine. Aye, how can this be done? Reuven banned having an offer from Shimon. Once again, because settling or taking away a debt, paying a debt of Reuven is not called giving him direct hanah. And here, that's in effect, that's what he's doing. He's paying the obligation that Reuven would have had of Truman Meiser Sheni, Truman Meiser. Or Makrivelov, says the Mishnah further, that if Shimon was a Kohen, he's allowed to bring Korbanos for Reuven, even though Reuven banned having any hanah from him. Kinei Zovin, or if Reuven was a Zovin, need to bring a Korban, which they have to bring. Kinei Zovis, or the female Zovah, which they bring at the end of the 7 days of clean days that they've had. Kinei Yoldos, or the birds that are brought at the end of a long period of a birth of a boy or a girl, then they have to bring, after 40 days they bring a Korban, or for a boy, or for after 80 days for a girl. Chatois Vashomos, even offering Chatois and Hashomos, or any Korban, but the Mishnah mentions Chatois and Hashomos, which are sin offerings, to tell us that even these Korbanos, which are going to allow the owner, in this case Reuven, it's going to allow Reuven to be able to eat now, because eating Kodshim, because until then he couldn't. So you might think, well, maybe Shimon, how can Shimon, who is a Kohen, offer it for Reuven? Reuven banned having an offering. Once again, there's not a problem. And the reason here is because the Kohanim are considered Shluchei Shamayim. They're called agents of God. They're not called agents of the Bala Korban, of the Korban. So therefore, it's only a causing Hanah being given to Reuven. And that's fine. That's permitted. Or Melamdei Medrash. Another thing Shimon is allowed to do, he's allowed to teach Reuven Medrash. Bechilta, Sifro, Sifrim, Halochos, Vagodos. These things of Tershal Apeh, he's allowed to teach, and there's no Hanah being given to Reuven. Why? Because you're not allowed to, a person cannot take salary, cannot take wages, or cannot take a reward for teaching Torah Shebal Peh. So basically, when he's giving it, because it's only a kimitzvah, it's only doing a mitzvah. Avaloi yulam deno mikra. But what Shimon cannot do is, he cannot teach Reuven. Reuven is the one who banned having an off from Shimon. He cannot teach Reuven chumash, Torah shebiksav. Why? Because any melamed is allowed to take salary for that, allowed to take wages for that. And if he's going to now teach teach this person who banned having an offer from him, if he's going to teach Reuven, then in effect what he's doing is he's giving him, if he does it for nothing, he's giving him the bahanah, because the Reuven didn't have to pay for this lesson, for these lessons of Chumash. Avol malamidu es bonav es benoisav mikra. But what Shimon is allowed to do, he's allowed to teach Chumash to the sons and daughters of Reuven. That is permitted. Why? Because even though there is an obligation of a father to learn to teach his children Torah, and Shimon is being moitzi Reuven, his fulfillment, nevertheless, there's no hanah being given to Reuven, because mitzvahs are not given for having hanah. Mitzvahs are mitzvahs. But Reuven is getting benefit, because he's taking away his obligation to Shimon, fulfilling the obligation of teaching his children. Says that, but the answer to that is the same way that we've been saying before, that there's nothing wrong from Shimon paying a debt. Shimon's allowed to take away the debt of Reuven, that he can do, because he's not giving it directly to him. Vezon, es ishtoi vesbonov, aval pi shehu chayv b'misanaseim. Another thing that Shimon is allowed to do for Reuven, even though Reuven banned having an offer from Shimon, is that Shimon is allowed to feed his, or pay for the food for his wife and his children, even though technically that's really his job. Even though Reuven is chayv to supply them food. And the reason again is because Shimon is not giving to the hand directly anything in Reuven's hand. He's just paying off what Reuven would have had to pay for his wife or kids. But one thing that Shimon should not do is he should not feed the animal that belongs to Reuven. Bein tamei bein Torah, whether it's a kosher animal, non-kosher animal, doesn't matter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, zonis atmei ben zonis atorah. He disagrees. He says no. He says yes. Shimon is also is forbidden to feed and provide food for the kosher animal of Reuven, but he can do it for the trefa animal. He's allowed to give food. Amar lo, the Chacham said, what's the difference? Ma ben tamei la Torah. Why do you make a distinction in this din between a kosher animal and non-kosher one? Why do you say that he's allowed to feed the kosher, the non-kosher animal, but not the kosher one? Amalhen, Rabbi Eliezer explained, Shahatahoiron nafshal shamayim begufa shaloi. With a kosher animal, it goes up to heaven when you offer it to the korban, but the guf is his. He keeps the body of the animal. In other words, he can eat the after it's shechted, Reuven's allowed to have an off from the guf of the animal. He can eat the meat. Therefore, he has some sort of an off from this settling. But if his animal that's treif, not kosher, then when it dies, he will not get any benefit from the body. Therefore, he's not having anah. He's not allowed to have any anah. Therefore, he's not having enough from fatting it up. He's not having fatting it up. But with the other one, he's getting enough from fatting it up because the guf is his to eat from the korban after it's shechted. Omer loy. So the chachamim said back to Rabbi Eliezer, even a tmeya, even an animal that's not kosher, is also going to be nafshel hashamayim, whereas it'll be taken up in heaven, in other words, it gets shechted, but the gufa shaloi, the gufa is his, the body is his. Because if he wants, he could sell that animal to goyim, or he could give it to the dogs, and therefore he's getting an offer from fattening it up. That's why it's also for Shimon to feed the animal of Reuven, who has been banned, whose anah has been banned from him, whether it's a kosher animal or whether it's a non-kosher animal.